Let's go again!
What are your superpowers again?
I've got an 18-inch Kong here.
Think, Mark!
This is not facts. I'm stating facts just because it's my opinion, and my opinion is facts.
I'm not a big fan of nudity in television and movies. Most of the time, it's just for...
They're like, I had a blast, and I'm having a great time. I'm glad they did, but the only thing I had a blast in was in my pants when the credits rolled and it was over.
And his name is John C.
Oh, da-da-da-da, like this in the background. One more, no! No! Don't shut me up! Oh, good for you!
You're listening to Filmmaker Mike and the Boys.
That's what I sleep with every night.
Yo, everyone, you're listening to Filmmaker Mike and the Boys. And joining me for this episode is Kuya.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What up? So we got a brand new Star Wars series.
You fans are just...
And man, what a series. What, first of all, what a way to kick off a series, because this is the first Disney Plus series, as far as I know, from like Marvel or Star Wars, that we're getting 12 episodes in the first season. So they decided, they did delay this was supposed to drop a month ago, but then they delayed it. And then I think that's when they made the announcement that we're getting 3 episodes instead, in lieu of the delay. So we just got it. It dropped on Wednesday, September. What date was that? September 21st. Yeah. September 21st. And then we got 3 episodes. So I was looking at the run times for the first 3 episodes. And the first episode is 41 minutes. The second episode is 37 minutes. The third episode is 42 minutes. And you can see, yeah, there's like, you can cut off like, there's like about 5 minutes of end credits. So
it seemed like 8 or 9.
Really? I thought I only saw like 5+ or something. Anyway, either way, whether it's 8 or 9, when you look at it, we still got like about an hour and a half roughly of a premiere, you know, of a trilogy of episodes, which I thought was perfect. So I started, as soon as it dropped, I got home from work. I started the first episode and then I went on to the next. And then I stopped after the second episode and I figured, you know what? Okay, I gotta get the kids ready for school in the morning. After I drop them off, I'm gonna watch the third episode, and I watched it. And man, my first impressions, even within the first episode, it's Star Wars, but it's not Star Wars. That's what I got from it. Which I mean that as a good thing. Because the tone of the show is very different from what we've seen. It's very different from Mandalorian. It's very different from Book of Boba Fett. It's very different from Obi-Wan. So, and I really liked it. I like the darker, more mature tone that it has. And I really like the cast as well. I mean, of course, you got Diego Luna coming back. excuse me. And then I do owe an apology to Pinhead for whatever reason. I was in a Twilight Zone thinking that the girl in Morbius was Isa Gonzalez, which it's not. It's actually this girl, this actress, Adria Ajorna, or I think she pronounced it like Ajorna, something like that. And she plays Bix Kahleen in Andor, and she was in Morbius. And for whatever reason, I thought it was Isa Gonzalez. But yeah, that was her. And she's also been in a bunch of other notable films. She's obviously not as big as Isa Gonzalez, but she's definitely making...
She can be bigger.
Well, exactly. After this, I gotta say, I was like, hey, like, she's really pretty. And she's pretty good acting skills too. We also had Stellan Skarsgård as Luthen. Rael, however you pronounce his last name. We also had, let's see, bunch of other actors. James McArdle as Tim. And then, of course, huh?
Fucking snitch.
You're right, fucking snitch. But see, that was good, though. Kyle Soller is the guy in the trailer that Jester and I, when that longer trailer dropped like a month ago or so, that really looks a lot like Starkiller in that one shot. But it's not Starkiller. So Kyle Soller is Cyril Karn, who is the corp officer or corps officer. Is it corps or corp? I think, or corpo. That's what they were saying. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. The first three episodes, it really takes its time setting everything up, building. I mean, it doesn't really have to world build, but then to place it in the current timeline and Andor and where he's at, it does some world building, which I thought was still well done. The show is firing in all cylinders, I think. You've got really great writing, great performances. There's good bits of action here and there, and some humor too, and drama, and even a little bit of romance. And I was like, "Wow, okay."
No, like you know, this is what is this the very first almost sex scene in Disney Plus?
This is, and when she took off her jacket, it actually got me. I was like, "Whoa!" I was like,
"Because I was like when I saw Bix, I'm like, oh, I might have forgotten about Elven titties,
right?" Like, hello. I was like, whoa, where are we going? No, like, of course they're not going to do it, but that's the most that we've seen in a Star Wars, not even a movie in any kind of Star Wars content. Because back in the good old days, as George Lucas said, the equivalent of a sex scene in Star Wars is basically making out. That was in the original trilogy. That's when Han and Leia were making out.
Oh, and Luke and Leia.
And Empire.
And Luke and Leia.
And sure, that too. Before he figured out, oh, he should be.
He's my stepbrother.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right? But yeah, when she started taking off her jacket, it really got me like, whoa, what is this?
I know. Like, we were like, where are we going? Where are we going with this? Right? Hold on.
Yeah. But again, like, very mature. And not just because of that, but there's other themes as well. Even at the beginning, right when Andor, spoilers, if we forgot to mention, we are going to be talking about spoilers here. But hopefully, to those of you listening or watching, have already seen those first three episodes.
We're going to spoil the shit out of it, and you wouldn't care because you're going to watch it anyways.
Right,
It's awesome.
Right at the beginning, Andor even, he doesn't mean to kill those two guys, the corpos, but he does. Because he had to defend himself, right?
He kind of sort of punched the dude in the throat. So I'm like...
Right. And I guess, of course, it wouldn't be Star Wars if there wasn't any controversy. Some fans are like, why are they so in a brothel in a Star Wars show? And people... Yeah. Right? Well, people are bringing up like, remember Slave One? Remember Slave Leia? Remember Jabba's Palace? Jabba's Palace, he pretty much had sex slaves there. I mean, there weren't, of course, you know, showing any sex scenes, but
Book of Boba has that
exactly. Book of Boba had a brothel, right? I mean, brothels exist in a galaxy far, far away. Even in the original trilogy, I mean, we had Slave Leia, and you know, and yet no one was making a big.
I'm sure in Tatooine, you know, they, you know, freaking
oh, yeah.
You know, people don't just collect moisture. You know, they do other things.
They share moisture.
There you go.
Yeah, which I thought was like, okay, you guys are having a really, I guess. But yeah. Really, I do also like the flashback to Andor's childhood because it does show like us, and that's the first time. I don't remember in Rogue One. I don't think it was ever mentioned that he, his origin or
he's just like a rebel, you know, spy that has an accent.
Right.
So somebody probably wondered like, oh, why does he have an accent? You know, maybe he's from a different planet.
Right. Right. But yeah, episode one to episode two and episode three, I thought was a great way to introduce this series to not just Star Wars fans, but to any casual fan, and even possibly it's a great jump point for anyone to get into it, because you could just share this with someone to start this series, and then it could get them in, you know, into the Star Wars universe. I mean, after this, they could just watch this series first and then jump to Rogue One. But we are also getting a second season, which will also have time jumps. I think each episode will be like a year or something like that.
I mean, at this point, like, Mike, as soon as I saw the first couple of scenes in the first episode, I was like, this is a fucking home run. This is like, remember we were talking about it, you, me, and Jester, and I think Pinhead was here too when we were talking about it, that this might be like the biggest hit that the new Disney Star Wars franchise will ever have, or it'll be the biggest flop. That was our discussion.
Right.
They nailed this fucking show like to the letter, man. This is the birth of the rebellion. This is the start of what are things to come. I'm kind of disappointed at some of the fans that they're saying that, like, you know, they don't like, you know, this is the end of, like, they're not going to follow Star Wars anymore because they hate this show, because what? You know, some of them are critiquing, like, you know, there's no Force, there's no this, there's no that, but we don't care about Andor. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You care about the rebellion. You care about, like, the stuff that the people were fighting for in episode 4. This is the reason why episode 4 and Rogue One and all of these things happened. And the stories from this, you know, from this this show is so good. It's good. Like, you know, it was necessary that they had to show the 3 episodes in one shot, because, like, you know, it asks you, you know, it wants you to watch more,
right?
You know, it's such a, it, you know, I say it as a good thing, but it is a slow burn. Like, a lot of fans that don't understand that will fucking hate the show, and I can see it, you know. But
well, yeah, a lot of fans were saying it's too slow, nothing's happening.
No, like, right? there's a purpose for this fight. This is a show.
Exactly.
It's gonna be too. They green, you know, after 12 episodes, they greenlit a second a second season already, without even, because probably, they know, right, that the show is so good.
Right.
So, hey, Mike, I like the show more than I like The Mandalorian, and you know I like this.
Wow.
And you know I like how I like The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, like, how, like, I got hooked because of the theme, you know, the theme song, because of, like, the old west type of feel and all that stuff, that, you know, the right, stuff that I like about cinema, movies, TV shows, whatever.
Right.
That kind of feeling. This gave me much more than that. It was awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
And it you know, like, I was impressed. I was impressed by like, you know, I admit it. Like, when I first heard about Andor, they're gonna make Andor, I'm like, why the fuck are they gonna waste time? Remember, I think I was right, one of the people. I'm like, I don't want to watch this bullshit. This is, you know, we don't care.
Right.
But then, like, when the story, the premise is like, it's about the birth of the rebellion, not just because of Andor, but right, like, you know, the whole entire story of the whole thing in the background, and then I found out, like, it was made by the people of, you know, who shows that I actually like watching. I'm like, okay, maybe this right, this show, so has
Tony,
potential.
Tony Gilroy, who is the creator and the showrunner for this show, mm-hmm, I thought it was interesting because there's a great article on the Hollywood Reporter, which basically, the title is Andor creator Tony Gilroy urged his team to put aside their Star Wars reverence, to stop with the nostalgia and just forget about it first and just focus on, which I was like, wow, that's a very different approach.
That's a ballsy, that's a very ballsy.
Exactly.
Fucking approach.
And
that's supposed to be respected. And I like that.
And here's the thing. Tony Gilroy himself, it says here in the article, Tony Gilroy was not really a lifelong Star Wars fan. And that's what that's his superpower. That he was saying, he wasn't really a lifelong Star Wars fan. so it allowed him to take big swings, such as sacrificing Rogue One's main characters. Gilroy certainly became a fan of the franchise during his time on Rogue One, paving the way for him to join Andor as creator and showrunner once previous development stalled. So, yeah, and they did film this. They were preparing this before COVID, and then COVID hit, and then they filmed this during during the height of the pandemic. But yeah, if you guys are not familiar with Tony Gilroy, he directed Michael Clayton, which I have not seen, but he also directed The Bourne Legacy, which I have seen. And then he was originally going to helm a portion of Andor season one until COVID-19 upended that plan. There was also hope that he was going to be able to direct a block of season two, but he admits that the job of showrunner is too demanding of his time. So I'm not directing in season two. I can't. This job is just too huge. I don't have the time to spare. It's a really poor use of my time, which is smart because at least he can focus on what he needs to focus on. I thought that these episodes, the first three episodes, were well directed. And it looks like it was directed by the same guy, too. I can't remember his name, but you see right in the credits, it's the same person. I also want to mention Marva Andor, or his mom, is played by Fiona Shaw. That's actually Petunia Dursley from the Harry Potter film series. But I was like looking at her, I'm like, I know I've seen you before. You look so familiar. And sure enough,
She like there's a lot of legacy character or legacy actors and stuff like that.
Yeah, kind of cool. So. Which they're not necessarily A-list, like huge, but you've seen them before. They're very, you know, they've done some work. I really liked episode three as well, when he was trying to get away basically from the planet, and the corpos are after him. I like the action, and what's his name? Cyril Karn, the officer that takes over, like he hasn't really seen any action, but he's just like, I want to get Andor, I want to get him. When his boss told him, don't start up shit,
just let it go,
because you're gonna get the Imperials are gonna start, which I thought was also smart, because if we had the Empire already on Andor, then it wouldn't make sense, because you know, in the events of Rogue One, he'd be too big of a red flag. And then what's his name? Alex Ferns plays Sergeant Linus, who I guess is credited as the first actor or character to say shit in Star Wars. He does say it, and I guess it definitely
Head. Is it shite? Right? Is it shite?
Was something it shite? Like, or, I guess
it was something like that. It was something to that effect. But it's fine. It's okay.
And he was also great because he played.
He played somebody in Batman.
Yes, he is the mayor.
The mayor, there you go.
The Batman, yeah. I was like, wow.
Like, I was trying to figure out who he was. I was like, I know this guy's face. Like, where have I seen this guy?
Right.
And then I had to wait until I saw the credits, and then when I researched them, I'm like, holy shit, it's the mayor from Batman. So.
Yeah. That from episode one to episode three, I thought it was well done. It's definitely got me excited for next week for the fourth episode.
I'm already hooked. This is three episodes in, and like, I don't care if the other fucking episodes are boring as fuck, whatever, I'm gonna watch the whole entire season. This is the kind of stuff that I wish that more Star Wars people, you know, creators, I want them to take risks like this, things that are not necessarily in the box, but like, you know, take swings, take risks. That's why I, you know, for me, I respected Rian Johnson for doing the shit that he did, and the fact that like his version of that, you know, the Star Wars movie is so polarizing, was right, because he took a big risk. He swung for the fences, and that's what Star Wars, you know, needs is that, like, as much as nostalgia is cool, limits you,
and that's why, like,
it limits you to so much. Yeah,
right. And that's why Force Awakens is fun, but there wasn't necessarily anything new or groundbreaking. Yeah,
because it was the same. It was the same fucking thing in a different planet.
Right, and I was like, okay, this is cool, but I'm like, can we like move on to like something fresh and new? Like,
yeah, You know, and this is the, for me, this is you know, this is my I am willing to lay my life on the line, and when it comes to the Last Jedi, when I keep saying that it is a very good Star Wars movie. When people say, oh, it's a good movie, but it's not a Star Wars movie. No, it's a very good Star Wars movie. Just people just didn't understand it because they didn't want to. Then that's the choice that they made, because they didn't want to see Luke in that light. They didn't want to see, you know, everything in that light. But if you break it down into the little bit parts, you know, of Endor, like, you know, all the things that they did, like, you know, the Last Jedi, they had that kind of, you know, same thread in the movie that they made. You know, maybe Andor did it better. You know, I'm not 100% sure, but, like, you know, again, I was entertained by the three episodes, and I can't wait. Like, all of the side characters, the fucking, you know, even yeah. the stuttering droid, for Christ's sake.
The droid was fantastic.
The stuttering droid. I've never right. heard a droid stutter in my entire life. And
right.
I'm like, what? Like, yeah. I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah,
I've never seen that. You know, the fucking bell guy that you know, that loves his job so much that, yes, he was like,
yeah,
bong, bong, bong,
and he bong. Does like, what does he take, like a breath or something? Like,
yeah, he's like,
he starts, yeah,
like, I love my job. I love my yeah. job. Bong, 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 bong.
Yeah,
you know, that the little things like that got me, and I was just like, holy crap, they built a world.
Yeah,
and it is awesome, and. They're showing like tradecraft. They're showing spycraft. Like the when Skarsgård was talking to Luthen was talking to Andor already, to Cassian, and he was like, you know, rule number one, don't fucking, you know, don't carry shit that you know
they can trace you with.
They can trace you with, you, or whatever. And I like, rule number two, have another way, you know, to escape. And I was like, you're teaching him shit. That's cool. Like,
right.
You're the mentor guy. That's awesome.
Yeah. The name of the droid is B2 Emo.
Emo, right? Emo.
Emo, yeah. And what I have to admit, when I first saw, they debuted the action figure. It's like it's a cool two-pack with Andor. And I saw the design. I was like, not that exciting. But after seeing the first episode, I was like, I really like this droid. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's not like 100% all the time, like he needs like power, he needs like everything is great. Like, so there's so many little things, and that's the thing, there wasn't really a lot of fat, there wasn't any fan service, there wasn't like, oh, there's this character and that, no. Not in the first three episodes. I mean, I'm sure maybe later down the road.
You know, there's like homages to like shit that happened. Right. You know, there's like little things that, you know, they talked about, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a blatant that, like, you know, like they're oh, there's like a fucking thing right here that, you know, Supes would catch, and he would be like, oh my god, oh my god, you know.
Yeah, there was a little there was a small Bantha doll that Andor had in his that was it. There was nothing like, nothing to go like, you know, crazy over, which is fine, because the focus, again, and I like Tony Gilroy's approach, because I don't know. I remember when they were, when J.J. Abrams was talking about Luke Skywalker, who is Luke Skywalker for The Force Awakens? They're like, the question that he pitched to Kathleen Kennedy was, who is Luke Skywalker? Or no, that. The thing that Kathleen Kennedy pitched to J.J. Abrams was, who is Luke Skywalker? And then The Force Awakens is like, oh, Luke Skywalker. Oh, I thought he was a myth. I thought he was a legend. And yet we don't even see a glimpse of him until seconds at the end of the movie. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, we have to wait two more years to see The Last Jedi, which I thought, like, and supposedly whenever they wrote him into the script of The Force Awakens, the initial drafts, he would just take over. And like, how do you have, but I'm like, no, you guys are writers. There's a way to work around that. You can put Luke Skywalker at the beginning, even the middle of The Force Awakens, and still have him on an adventure or have him work in the story without overpowering the entire movie. Or this.
Me, imagine Luke, Chewie and Han in like that one last good run, like going down the thing. You know, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, like Luke telling them, like, you know, I gave up. I don't have a lightsaber anymore. I'm just a guy, whatever, trying to help out. Like, you know, he gave up his lightsaber. He doesn't have a lightsaber anymore.
Right.
And then, like, they try to save Ben. And then, like, you know, Ben, you know, ended up killing Han. Then you would see, like, the pain that Luke and Chewie had, like, you know, right? But
see,
again,
you just came up with a really interesting story that I would have wanted to see.
Yeah, but again, you know, they didn't fucking like search my ass in 2013 when they made this shit,
right? And again, another missed opportunity. I don't know why this came out like a few years ago. There was a Photoshop of older Luke, older Leia, and Han with Lando and Chewie in the cockpit, right, of the Falcon, and they were saying that it was a missed opportunity, and then that was met, and it really was. I mean, one of the best ways to really provide fans. I mean, Force Awakens is pretty much an entire movie of fan service, you know? And you really, if you really wanted to make a home run and really give tribute and make it really a big swing and home run for especially the OG fans, you would have put them in at least one frame together.
Yeah,
one last time.
At least, like during the run, when like the Falcon was going down and trying to help the fighters against the TIE fighters in the planet, have them go down the run. Same with Poe Dameron and all that stuff, right?
Right.
And then they're showing, you know, Poe Dameron's like, you know, trying to be a hotshot, and then all of a sudden the fucking Millennium Falcon flew above him and started like destroying like multiple shit because, like, you know, it's Luke in the gunner, right? Right? Wouldn't that be cool? And you know, all of a sudden, you know, and then like freaking Han was like, you know, because he's celebrating whatever, and then all of a sudden, like, Han turns around, hey, don't get cocky, kid. You know, like, you know, little shit like that.
Or Luke could have even told that to Finn and told Finn, yeah, don't get so cocky or something.
Yeah, right. Or Luke could have told him that, don't get cocky, kid. And then like freaking Han Solo would look at Chewie and I was like, that's my line. You know, something like that. I don't know. But nostalgia is a hell of a drug, and I understand why Star Wars fans want it, because they want that feeling back from when they first saw, you right. know, from they first saw it. But unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. It's a different time. It's a different thing. We have to understand that the stories that we love needs to grow up as well as we did.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, this is a very good grown up Star Wars story,
which is something that a lot of fans have been also waiting for,
which they had in The Last Jedi that they kind of didn't accept. But then,
like, I don't like it. What is it?
It's like the first time somebody ate, like, you know, like something that they didn't like eating.
Filet mignon instead of like a Big Mac.
No, yeah, you know, like they got their very first medium rare ribeye steak, and then they were like, "Ew, it's bloody! Ew, I don't like it. It's gross." You know, why can't it be well done? Blah 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 blah. All that stuff, done. Right?
Why can't it be black and burnt?
You know, why can't it be medium? You know, why can't it be like whatever? But then they realize as they grow older, hey, you know what? Medium rare ain't bad. So yeah, like. I wish this show very well. I hope it succeeds. The people that hate it, I'm sorry. Den of the Nerds, I'm gonna call that motherfucker out from YouTube. The Den of the Nerds, he hates this fucking show.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I that's it. I give up. He's like, I don't want to watch Star Wars anymore. Huh. Because of this show, because, like, you know, whatever, and I'm like, bro, not, you know, Star Wars isn't about space wizards, you know, it's not just the Force and Jedi and Sith and lightsabers and all that bullshit,
right?
It's other things too,
and this is actually expanding on, and get, I mean, it does connect with the Skywalker saga, but it's still expanding the universe. Like, and that's the thing. A lot of fans have been saying and wanting to see other stories outside of the Skywalker universe. Yeah. And here you go. This is an example of it.
And, so, you know, I think it's time for the fans to understand that, yeah, you know, things won't be the same as they when they first saw it the first time when they were like 12 or 10 or whatever, however right. they are. But, you know, at least you guys still have Star Wars, you know. I mean, some of us are still waiting for Man of Steel 2.
You know? Right. Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, like, dude, I'm gonna like this show. So that's my take on it.
Wow.
Jester, you know, he said that he wished he was here so he can fucking splooge all over the screen on how much he loves this show.
Yeah, he said he loved Andor and he'll be here for the next episode.
I just want to ask him, like, whenever we get a chance to see him again, you know, why he loves this show versus why he hates The Last Jedi. Because, you know, it's the same thread. Maybe it's a different thread color, thread, you know, quality. I don't know, but it's the same thread.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe at this point, like, you know, Jester's ready to watch The Last Jedi again.
With a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
Like, right? Kind of, I don't know, kind of like Soups, like saying, oh, Batman vs. Superman is actually deep. There's so many layers because of all the YouTube videos talking about it and the details.
Oh, like, for fuck's sake. I'm like,
where have you been, my guy? It's like, always been that way.
Just watch the ultimate fucking, you know,
yeah,
ultimate
version. Cut. Yeah, the ultimate edition.
Yeah, they just added 30 minutes of, like, shit that should have been in the screen.
Well, that's going back to Warner Brothers saying, yeah, oh, it's too long a runtime. We should cut it out because people won't want to watch that in the movie theater. And
those 30 minutes actually counted the most.
Right.
So
it added more to the story.
It made the movie make more sense. So
right. Yep. Yeah.
I'm all for it. I'm succeeding. I'm succeeding with, you know, or I'm hoping that this movie or the show succeeds, and kudos to them. I told everybody before I wasn't gonna like it the first time because it's like I'm just tired of like new Star Wars shit, but this is kind of the Star Wars that I like.
Yeah. So
I hope they have more. It takes a big person to fucking take back what they said before in the past, and I retract everything that I said about Andor.
Wow.
So I'm gonna be the one to admit to say that, like, yeah, I was wrong about Andor, and yeah.
Yeah, and in that third episode as well, I was actually like cheering towards the end of it because they were getting away. I was like, yeah, like
the terrorism when they blew up the shit. Like I was just like, oh, they just killed fucking like people. I don't care. Yeah, they blew shit up.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they thought that they had a lot, like the corpos. There's like how many? It's like three.
You know that what's his name? His friend. That's the big friend. The big dude.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? The one that with the square jaw, the one that tied the the metal thing to the ship.
I can't remember his name, but I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he may play a part again, right? Because he looks like a big character.
That's cool. That was cool. Yeah.
Hopefully he plays a good part because Ender still owes him money and shit.
right. And I love the fact that everyone had his back. Like he had like. Everyone was looking out for him.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course, Tim, fucking traitor.
Fucking snitch, dude. But yeah, it's okay. Fucking you know, snitch. Like, I hate on Tim, not because he snitched, but he, like, you know, he had that sex with Bix, and I was just like, damn.
I'm like, bro.
You had sex and then you snitched? Fucking bastard, you know?
Yeah.
But it's okay.
And then what happens? Well, what do you get? You get shot in the fucking chest.
Stop it. Why is she in cuffs, guys? It's supposed to be the other guy.
Yep. But yeah, that's Andor, the first three episodes. It's fantastic. I love it. It's mature, it's grown up Star Wars, and I'm digging it. Like, more, please. More of that. And now, you know, not to say that I don't I'm sitting on the others. Not at all. I still enjoy the other shows, but I like a different texture. I like a different flavor.
Sometimes it's not just the juicy burger. Sometimes you want sometimes you want a steak.
Exactly. We're gonna get the Mandalorian season 3. You know, next year we're gonna
gonna have the number one combo. You're gonna have the number one juicy hamburger with the fresh lettuce and the awesome cheese and with the fries and the milkshake and all that shit. You know,
right.
Season 3. This is the third time you're gonna have it. It's gonna be delicious.
And it's gonna be even bigger than ever before, as we've seen in that new trailer.
But so. Have a steak.
Yeah. Some fine dining once in a while isn't so bad.
Right?
Yeah. So from Space Wizard, well, not really Space Wizards, Star Wars from the Galaxy. We're going to House of the Dragon. Which wow, what a show. That's another show that's firing on all cylinders.
Oh my god.
Or breathing all the fire from all the dragons. Because you've got a great cast, you've got fantastic performances. A really engaging story and script. My goodness, there doesn't even need to be one of the earlier episodes, there wasn't even any action. And yet, because of the performances and the writing and everything, it was just well done. I'm like, holy shit, this is fantastic. And it's really interesting because the last season of Game of Thrones in 2019, everyone was like, they rushed it. Ah, that was terrible. Like, you know, and of course, everything that was set up at the beginning or, you know, in earlier seasons did not have a payoff for a lot of things in that final season. So I understand that. But this show, House of the Dragon, my goodness. The last episode, we had the wedding the wedding and the party. And I think it was called the Green Wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that was the last episode that we had. Young Princess Rhaenyra and young Alicent Hightower, Millie Alcock and Emily Carey, because tonight's new episode, there will be another time jump.
Is it 5 years? I think it's 5 years.
I think it might be more. It might be because they seem older. It's 5 years. Who knows? I'm sure they'll mention it on the show. We have Emma Darcy as... older Princess Rhaenyra and Olivia Cooke as older Alicent Hightower. So really fantastic show. I'm really enjoying it. And all the drama and as they play their game. What's her name? Sir Criston Cole losing his shit. I was like, I did not see that coming. Guy. But then he's not built that way, I guess.
I mean, you know, he tasted like Targaryen poon and then he went crazy. So
that's the thing, right? Someone made a meme and said, you must imagine how that Targaryen pussy is. Because for him to lose his shit and want to kill himself.
And this is what makes like fucking Jon Snow fucking amazing is because he didn't lose his shit. He had Targaryen poon and he was just like.
And then he found out it was his auntie.
And then he went.
And he actually felt bad about it. He's like, I can't.
I don't want it. I did. I took it. I took it, but I didn't want it. this past episode is episode 5. Was it episode 5? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I told you guys, I'm not a fan of the Targaryens. I never was. I couldn't, you know. Just the arrogance, you know, all the shit that they have. Like, I'm not feeling it, but like the show is still. I'm still watching the show just because of Matt Smith. His acting, the way Millie Alcock was acting, the way everybody in this show has been like phenomenal, way they show their stuff. It's not, you know, it's not the Game of Thrones that I loved. It's not
right.
And let's get that straight. But it's something that the fans would appreciate, and I do appreciate it. I'm just not a fan of the Targaryen, so I could care less what happens. I know what's gonna happen is the Dance of the Dragons at the end, like when everybody started fucking fighting. But I don't care. You know, I this is enjoyable for the fans, for the real fans, the fans that love the Targaryens and all the stories and all this stuff. That's cool. But like, I'm just here to watch my boy Matt Smith, man. I just want to see how far he goes.
He's fantastic. So the episode 5 last week was not The Green Wedding. There was The Green Wedding in the show, but the title of the episode is We Light the Way.
Oh, okay.
Then tonight's episode is episode 6, The Princess and the Queen, which we'll also get to see young Aegon Targaryen as he looks like he's 15 or 16.
Oh, and so this is long. So it's probably more than that then. So probably 12 years, 13
probably
years?
Yeah. Because when you look at, I saw some stills from the episode, and he looks like he's a teenager. And some people were even saying, like, I'm getting Joffrey vibes from this little shit right here just by looking at pictures. And I'm you know, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. So
I mean, they're fucking nuts. You know, like, and again, like, the, you know, if people didn't read, or I don't know if anybody read the House of the Dragons, and, you know, based on this, or the, which the show was based on.
I didn't get to read it. Did you read it?
I read parts of it, but
okay.
But I know how it ends, and it's not a good thing. So
yeah.
When you expect, you know, when it's a Game of Thrones thing, just, you know,
right.
Support your favorite character, but don't expect them to live.
Oh yeah, shit. I mean, before I forget to mention, fucking the wife of Matt Smith's character. The wife of his wife.
Yeah, the one in the veil. The queen of the veil. Yeah.
He was saying, like, she's ugly. And I'm like, when I saw her, I'm like, she's not bad. Like, she's a pretty strong woman herself. And I thought it was interesting, too. Like, because she's just she's introduced and then she's fucking dead. Yeah. Like, that quick.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it started, and you know, I think they got that thing in the from the book, like line for line, I think.
Yeah, so. But they actually expect. I watched the behind the scenes at the end. I always like watching the little behind the scenes clips that they have at the end. They give a little bit of insight in the episode, and they mentioned that they actually expanded a little bit on her character and had her like writing and like, you know, before she met her. Very untimely demise. Like, holy shit. And then she even reveals in the dialogue, like, oh, have you come to consummate the wedding?
Yeah.
And but then she's not even willing to give it to him. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. Also, what's his name? Larys Strong, the son of the new hand of the king.
Yeah, he's a piece
of shit. Has some little finger vibes.
Yeah, like, he's a piece of shit, dude.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, he's like, oh, I don't know if you heard about it, but I think the princess got some. He got dicked on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh,
and
shit.
And then little fucking stool pigeon Christian Cole. I thought he was gonna be a bro, but he wasn't. He was like, yeah, I fucked her. Yeah, it was cool.
Right, right.
I was like. I'm a knight of, you know, I'm a king's guardsman. I'm supposed to be chased. Like,
that's the thing. Yeah, he's not built that way.
I'm like, bro, like, shut the fuck up. You just right. had some princess poon. Like,
right. You know,
calm down.
I'm like, wow. But yeah, fantastic. And then again, they're using Daemon when he starts dancing with Princess Rhaenyra, and they start speaking in Valyrian.
Yeah,
and the dance floor. I'm like, that's great because only they can understand each other. No one else can just, you know, pry in on their conversation. I'm like, yeah. Wow, like, great use of the High Valyrian.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to watching the new episode after we record this episode tonight.
I'll probably watch it tomorrow, like after work or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and
I'm not really, like I said, I'm not really I can't not wait, like before, like when Game of Thrones comes on Saturday, Sunday, I'm like, I don't care about football, I don't care about, you know, life, I'm gonna watch fucking Game of Thrones because it's Game of Thrones.
Right, right.
Like now I'm just like, I got laundry, I got work tomorrow morning.
Fuck yeah. This got me back into watching it like the night of, like before. Yeah. So
I mean, like, you know, I'm happy that like some of the fans are excited about it. I'm just not, you know, like give me some, you know, give me some Starks, give me some, you know, some fucking like, you know, nasty like castle raids and wars and shit like that. And you know, don't give me this political crap. I don't know. I'm just not into this. Like, I'm into political crap. But not in Game of Thrones,
right? I guess that's action.
Yeah, I mean, like, no, I mean, I like one of my favorite characters is Viserys, the you know, the mm-hmm. the
king.
Yeah, no, Viserys. Oh, shit, Varys. I'm sorry, the king of whispers, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, him, his little talks with Littlefinger, his little conversations with Tyrion. I love that.
Yeah,
the little
dramatic stuff. Always had great dialogue too.
Like, it was beautiful. It's amazing.
Yeah,
but give me some of that. Like, I'm not like this little bastard that you know, what's his name again? Stone, whatever.
Who?
The one that gave you the Littlefinger vibes.
It is. Larys Strong.
Larys Strong, right?
Yeah.
Again, that's not him. Like, that's not the guy for me.
No. So he's very slimy, though. He's very slimy. You can tell.
Yeah, like, you know, just the way he looked at it. Was it on the second or the third episode? Was it second or third?
Uh-huh.
When I saw him, I'm like, yeah, this guy's a dickhead. Yeah. So, like, I was like,
but see, great performance right there. Just by
he hasn't spoken a word in an episode.
And body language.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't like him. I don't like him already. Like, you know, I was just like, man, he, like, you know, I wish Joffrey would have just off his head if Joffrey was alive already, you know, but no, but yeah, I mean, everybody's into this. Like, I'm all for it. I'm just not that guy anymore, I guess. So,
yeah. So what other shows are you watching right now? Are you watching anything else?
Rings of Power. I'm still watching it. Like, it's cool. Again, I'm still looking for something. I can't explain it. I try to figure out what I want from the show, but I can't explain what I want to find in the show, but I'm still waiting. You know, it's there. The elements of for me of what Lord of the Rings is, like the stuff. It's there. You can see it. It's in the threads. It's not as pure as the movies or the books or whatever, right. But it's there. But I'm still waiting because of the fact that, like, I'm just like, okay, you know, I can't wait for the fucking big ass like CGI battle of orcs versus men and elves and shit like that. So that'd be kind of cool.
Well, I hope it's not CGI, and I hope it's actual, like, because they spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the orcs look really good. The details on their face, and like
these are like different orcs. These aren't like the dumbass like knuckleheads that you see. Meets in the back of the menu, boys.
It's like clone troopers versus stormtroopers.
Yeah, these people actually care. These orcs actually cared about each other. Like when that one orc died.
Right.
And like they were like mourning his fucking loss. I was just like,
wow. Episode 4?
Yeah.
I need to see episode 4.
Okay. So yeah.
And then spoilers.
and then you're gonna meet Arda, the guy that they keep saying calling Arda.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is, I guess, boss. Elvish for father or something like that. Arda.
Uh-huh.
So the guy that created them.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah, and then there's a episode 4. You're gonna see an homage to Star Wars.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. When I first saw it, I was like, oh wow, like, they fucking made a lightsaber in Lord of the Rings. That's kind of cool.
What?
but then like, you know, whatever. It's a temporary lightsaber. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a permanent one. So, but you get my drift.
Yeah.
When you see it, you'll catch it. There's a cool scene of Latino Legolas. I'm gonna call him Latino Legolas now because apparently he's not black. He's Puerto Rican. So, Latino Legolas doing some archery skills.
Hmm.
So that's awesome. Yeah, and then episode 5, you know, the the people from the island of Numenor, they're gonna go to Middle Earth. So yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Interesting.
Yeah. How far did you go with the?
I just finished episode 3, so I need to watch.
So you saw Isildur already, right?
I think yeah.
Young Isildur.
Yeah.
The knucklehead that was like lost, you know, when he was being he was in the ship, he was like listening to voices and shit like that.
I think so. Yeah, I think I saw. Yeah.
He's gonna play a kind of an important part for the rest of the thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not as bad as a lot of people think, and you know, I understand what the people, the Lord of the Rings fans mean when they say it lacks the soul of it, but if you look past like the shit, you know, the crap that they do, it's there. You'll see like the interactions and whatnot. Durin, the dwarf, is an amazing actor.
Yeah, same. He's great.
And I laugh. I joked about the guy that played what's the fucking character's name? Jesus Christ, the elf.
Elrond.
Yeah. Young Elrond. Like, you know, we make fun of him because of the fucking chin and everything like that. Uh-huh. But now I see past the chin. I don't see the chin anymore.
Okay.
Even though it's protruding, like, you know, like a moon. But like, you know, the way he acts now. Again, I can understand now, like, why Elrond is Elrond in the Lord of the Rings. Like he gradually he's becoming the Elrond that everybody knows, because this guy is a young, ambitious one.
Right.
And he has like a lot to prove, because his daddy is the fucking star of the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The gods made him into a fucking star because he was a badass.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. Way to give your son daddy issues right now. Now he has to prove himself.
Yeah. You know?
So, but yeah, that's one of the shows that I watch, and it's cool. It's not for everybody. That's for damn sure, but. Yeah, I've been trying to. I finished Old Man on Hulu.
I need to get started on that one,
dude. You have to watch. It's amazing. I love that show. It's like the kind of story, you know, the way stories are, the stories being told is similar to what Andor is. So it's gonna be a slow burn for you, but then okay. Once it ratchets, it's gonna ratchet up. So it's kind of cool.
Nice. Okay.
So you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah. I haven't done anything or seen anything worthwhile since that. Those are the only things that I've seen, and just watching YouTube camping videos and shit.
Nice. Yeah, I'm hoping that Andor, now that what they've shown that they can do, I'm hoping that going forward, because Daredevil Reborn Again, the series, that's going to be 18 episodes. So
they need to be, it has to be as good, if not better, than the one that Netflix had, because.
Right. And that's the thing. I know it's a different, as far as comparing Daredevil and Andor, it's totally different stories. But I'm hoping that this will allow Disney to see, like, hey, or Lucasfilm, like, if we can actually, like, Obi-Wan, I know was the story on Obi-Wan was kind of a smaller focus, you know, centered on mostly Obi-Wan. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that could have been more than just six. Is it six episodes? Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been way. I think it could have gone at least a few more episodes. And you could have still took more time in telling that story. But don't get me wrong, I still enjoyed it. I still like what they did. But I feel like they still could have got a few more episodes. So hopefully going forward with other Star Wars series, aside from Andor, they realize like, hey, you know, but then again, it also depends on the story.
Oh, I remembered, Mike, one fucking thing I hated about Andor.
Yeah.
the way he ran.
He was injured though. Wasn't he injured?
No, he wasn't injured. He ran like a fucking douchebag, dude. Like, he was like, oh, that's not how a hero runs, dude.
Well, he wasn't a hero yet. He didn't feel like a hero at that moment.
He just but he was running like he was like he had like shit in his pants. Like, I was just like, dude, that's not cool.
That's what you were all about in the chat, and I'm like,
no, I would like seriously, like, but then like when you saw what you meant, you knew what I meant as soon as you saw him run.
No,
I was just like,
I didn't do it my way.
Ah, whatever, dude. He would probably be like, yeah, cool, that's right.
No. But,
because he was just
you. That's just you.
Oh my god, he just like I just didn't like that the way he ran, dude. I was just like, bro, you need to work on your run. Maybe Luthen can give him like run tips. Rule number three: don't run like a douchebag.
Oh yeah. Also, and that's at the end of that second episode when he's walking towards the camera, and then you hear like a breakdown jam of like this band playing. I'm like, wow, that's also different for Star Wars, because usually Star Wars is orchestra.
Yeah.
But we heard something, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
It's the rebellion. It's something. It's rock and roll, bro. It's probably gonna be something else. Andor is like a different take on what Star Wars is, and this is the more non-fantastical side of things. Right, this is the logistical side, I guess.
Right,
because like you know the Force and the Jedi and the lightsabers and the Sith and you know all that stuff, blah 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 blah, the ancient religion, you know, like how everybody was like, this is the real world shit. This is like whatever. So I'm looking forward to the spycraft on how he infiltrates like the bases and. Look, from the looks of it, like, you know, the in the next episodes or something like that, he's going to infiltrate a couple of bases. And,
right.
I hope they show, like, you know, like how smooth he can, you know, get away with stuff and all that stuff. You know, like, you know, in Rogue One, he literally killed that guy that he was with.
Well, that guy was, I think he was... Did he have like crutches? Yeah, I think he had crutches too.
Yeah.
There was no way for him to escape.
Yeah. And then he was like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to give up. No, he can't get up. You know, whatever.
Right.
I'm going to get up. Nope.
Yeah, like, I remember when I saw that too, I thought it was like, damn, that was pretty dark.
I know. That was like, I was like, wow. I guess Star Wars is going this way, but I'm glad that Star Wars went that way.
Right. And that's part of the appeal, I think, of Rogue One, because it somehow managed to capture the magic of Star Wars and yet tell a different story without, you had X-Wings there, you had a space battle at the end, you had Darth Vader in it, but it was used just perfectly. And it wasn't like, oh, here it all is. It wasn't just because of nostalgia, you know, it was properly used.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I'm glad they told that story, because like I really wanted to know, like, how the fuck did Princess Leia get the disc?
Right. Right.
And again,
I think from the Disney era of Star Wars, Rogue One still holds up for many fans as the best that they've made. Yeah. You know, the best movie that they've made.
To be honest with you, I like most of them, with the exception of fucking Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
I think I was very entertained by Solo, so
yeah, I mean, and I really liked that too. I was hoping
the only thing I didn't like about Solo was the fact that like there was like Lando and the robot type of thing. you know what I mean? That was a little too much for me. I was just like, inter alien species. Yeah, sure, I can understand. You know that, right. You know, Lando. You know, whatever, but. Inter, you know, what do you even call it? Inter technology? I don't know.
Right.
I'm just like, oh, I love you. I'm always be with you. I'm like, ew. I'm like, ow, yuck. I was like, yeah. I was just like, oh man, like, yeah. No wonder she was very snarky with Han Solo. And then as soon as Lando fucking touched her, it was like, ooh, Millennium Falcon was like. Oh god, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I did show you that that feature for 577 or whatever? 527 77
Which one?
That trailer. Did you get a chance to see it yet?
Yeah, I saw the trailer. Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, it gave me the those Garden State vibes of, like, you know, the little indie movies that you and I like kind of like when we first started like watching like stuff together.
Right, right.
I was just like, oh man, I think Mike's gonna like this kind of whatever, especially because it's kind of inspired by Star Wars, but not really. But
right, right. Yeah, it looks really interesting. And then Netflix also had their To Doom event yesterday. To Doom, you know that sound that Netflix does at the beginning?
Oh, okay.
That's what they called it, To Doom.
Oh, jeez.
So that's the name of their event yesterday. And they dropped some trailers, some behind-the-scenes sneak peeks from upcoming shows and movies. One of those is a season four announcement, basically, and cast announcement for You, which I really enjoyed season one and three the most of. Season four is coming up soon, and I know a lot of people watch that show too. So it looks really interesting. There's also a trailer for The Watcher, which is a film with Bobby Cannavale, I think. And what's her name? Naomi Watts. Whereas it's like this well-off family moves into this brand new home. Well, not brand new home, but this moves into this new home for them. And then there's a note saying that they're basically being watched by the Watcher and that they're being watched closely. But who the Watcher is, they don't know. There's like some creepy horror shit or thriller shit that goes on. Another trailer that I thought was really cool is they cloned Tyrone. It's got Johnny
Boyega. I saw that one. I was like, what am I watching with this one? I was like, wow, okay.
That looks really cool and interesting. So I'm glad to see John Boyega getting some more work because I think he's a really good actor. You also got Jamie Foxx, and I forgot the girl's name. But it looks really interesting.
Did you see the trailer for Hellraiser?
Yes. Yes,
and I mentioned in the chat that like fucking that shit creeped me out, and normally I never get creeped out by like scary movies nowadays, like or you know trailers or whatever, but that one I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah,
like that's basically what I understood, like the little things that they were showing. Like, they were like playing the devil's Rubik's Cube and shit like that. And
right.
And everybody was like, you know, I was like, oh, cool. And then like when those weird fucking things came out, I was like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
And then the little shrilly ass voices that came out and I was like, wow.
Yeah. When I saw that creeped me the shit out too. I was like,
yeah. And then the death, is it Death Priest or the God, dude, Pinhead's gonna fucking crucify me for nothing. I don't wanna say Pinhead because that's not the name. The Hell Priests. There you go.
Right.
Like when the Hell Priest came out, I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Like the character looks creepier than the original Hell Priest.
Yeah. Oh. So hopefully when that movie drops, we get to have Pinhead back for an episode. So he can at least hear his review because I know he's been looking forward to that.
No, and from what he mentioned in the chat, he seems excited about it.
Yeah,
he seems like holy shit, this looks promising. I'm gonna watch it.
And that's dropping exclusively on Hulu, not even a theater release, which I thought.
It's not.
It's just on Hulu.
That's bullshit. I think they need to release that shit.
Which is like Prey. It's like Prey, where they didn't even bring it to the movie theater. They just dropped it on Hulu. Can you imagine if Prey dropped in movie theaters? It would have made a good amount for the box office.
They're gonna make a shitload of money with this one, especially if they release it like around Halloween time.
Right.
So I'm like, I was like, man. It's a very creepy-ass fucking trailer. Like when I saw it, I was like, wow. I've never been creeped out by a trailer like in a while. So
yeah.
And not since I've seen fucking The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. I've never been creeped out.
Yeah.
Apparently, right? You know, somehow the Emperor lived.
Yeah, it's direct to Hulu from 20th Century Studios. Like, hey, which is like, you would think, again, I can't remember what deal they had or this or something, but man, it would have been perfect right for the Halloween season to drop that in the movie theater. People want to see it. I think it does. It'll do well. I mean, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that drops October 4th,
2022. Yeah, that's I'm kind of hoping. Like, I really hope that it bodes well for him. Yeah, nothing else comes to mind and all that stuff. In Hulu, a bunch of like animes are dropping out because they're coming out with new episodes soon.
Oh, okay. So,
Bleach is gonna have their very final arc.
Oh wow. So,
I don't know if anybody's a fan of anime who listens with us, but Bleach is like one of the reasons why a lot of anime fans are fucking nuts is because of how good that story was, and they're finally finishing it because they kind of finished the manga.
Uh-huh.
But the manga creator had health problems.
Yeah,
because of all the pressures of being a manga creator. I think every week they had to fucking put up an episode.
Damn. that's
bullshit. Yeah, that's bullshit. You know, that's kind of a bullshit, like whatever. But and you know, he works 52 weeks a year, and there's no rest. It's just because whatever. And he just took a hiatus, and he finally finished the arc, and now they're completing the anime portion of it. So, which is kind of, a lot of people are waiting for it to see it in action. So right. That's kind of cool. Yeah. So yeah, there's nothing much. I did see, God, I don't know why I fucking saw it, because I just thought it was going to be good. One of my favorite animes of all time is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Uh-huh.
And Netflix made a couple of animes, or a couple of live adaptations of the show.
Uh-huh.
The first one wasn't too bad. It was based on the older anime, which is not Brotherhood, but it was like the based on the old one, which is fine. This second one was fucking trash because they based it off of the new version of the anime, and I love that anime so much. So when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this looks not, it looks doesn't bad. Yeah, it doesn't look that bad, whatever.
Right.
But then, like, the more I watch it, I was like, fuck this. So I was just like, it was, as much as I'm a proponent, I want to give like people a chance to make live adaptations of animes. I think maybe we can just make an anime movie, just cartoons.
Yeah.
I think it's much better.
Right.
Rather than like have actors try to act it, because it can't.
Right.
So I don't know. It was very cringy. So,
interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. What's been going on with me and stuff. And yeah.
Nice.
That's about it.
Well, I've been back into watching The Handmaid's Tale because they dropped new episodes for season 5. So I've been catching up on that. Also watching a little bit more of The Crown. I'm still on season 1.
You have a long ways to go with
that. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm taking my time with it.
It's okay. It's fine. It'll be there forever. It's like one of Netflix's is like a legacy one. So they're not gonna fucking get rid of that shit.
Right.
But Handmaid's Tale, I've never seen an episode, and I heard it was good.
It's good and it's intense and it's crazy how it's kind of tying in with a lot of stuff going on.
It's a dystopian tale about like how everybody went back to the 1600s or some shit like that?
In a way, yes. Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah. Right. Check it out. It's intense, but man, it's
I don't want to invest anymore. Because like if I invest in that kind of thing like that, I'm just gonna binge the whole thing.
That's what I did. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed season one to four. I was just watching it like, man.
I don't know if I can power through stuff like that anymore. Like before I can watch like 6-7 episodes straight nonstop without even blinking. Now and like after 2-3 episodes, I'm like I catch myself nodding off.
I think yeah, that's what I would. I would just do like 2-3 episodes, and then like the next day, 2-3 episodes.
Oh, okay. You know?
Yeah, but then yeah, a lot of their episodes are like 50 plus minutes. But I would also suggest Ozark. Ozark is done.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen the first couple of seasons.
Okay, that was a fantastic show. That ended really well.
I'm just not a fan of the dude. So I mean, as much
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, he's cool, but like you know, he was '80s cool back in the '80s. You know, let's leave him there. You know, type of thing. one series that I've been following for years is finally back, and I'm happy. The Great British Baking Show.
Oh, okay. I've heard about that.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like this is the friendliest competition show ever. Like,
yeah, that's what I heard. That's cool
like,
though.
The friendliest because like people don't, you know, they're competing against each other, but they're like, oh, good job. That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I wish I could have made my shit like that. But, you know, yeah, tastes yeah, better. Yeah. I was like, man.
So there's no negativity whatsoever.
There's a little bit of drama, of course. Okay. There's a little bit of tension between.
But it's not like reality.
It's not Americans. Oh. It's all British. Yeah. It's all British. They're very posh. They're That's very posh
cool.
about it.
That's cool though.
And it's cool. Like my wife and I learned a lot about baking stuff and whatever, and like she wants to try some of the recipes, but then some of them are so fucking outlandish and stuff like that. You know, they're just like simple recipes that they make,
right?
But then like you know, Annika's already a good baker, and she just wants to try whatever. So
right,
but she's gonna go on a trip this weekend, so we won't catch it. But she says as soon as we get back. We're gonna start watching the episodes again. It started off already, so
yeah.
There's I think 10 seasons in the
oh wow
in Netflix.
Damn.
So or I believe it's 10 seasons. I could be wrong, but like it comes from a very successful like British show,
right?
They call it the Bake Off in BBC, but they don't. In Netflix, it's called the Great British Baking Show.
Right, so, right. That's cool.
Yeah, and it was cool. It's cool. So that's kind of like a tradition for me and Annika to binge watch and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Nice.
I haven't seen much any Korean shows for a while. Like I haven't been catching up on things. My parents are binging Attorney Woo. I don't know if you're if Julie.
I saw the trailer.
I think Julie would enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's about a autistic woman going into paralegal.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's very good at like facts and remembering things and all that stuff, but like it's just the weirdness or the intricacies of like living a normal life is beyond her.
Right.
So. Huh. It seems like a good story.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of things going on right now. It's just sports and football. Oh, Welcome to Wrexham. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
That's the show of Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney.
Is it reality? It's a reality show, right?
No, not necessarily. It's more like it's kind of like a documentary.
Okay, okay.
Of because they bought the team.
Yeah.
So basically they bought like a team that's in the dumps in somewhere in England or right. Wales.
Yeah.
And they bought the team and they wanted to make it into a successful team.
Right.
So they invested their money and this is the story of how they did their thing.
Yeah.
And you know, you see the passion of the fans, like this community, the community that the team is in. They're so passionate about the fucking team. They're like,
right?
Oh, fucking this team is shite.
So it's kind of like Ted Lasso for real.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's Ted Lasso for real, but it's 10 times like fucking harsher because again, this is reality.
Right, right.
And now, like, when I look at the record of Wrexham and in real life right now, because this was like a couple of years ago or a uh-huh. year ago.
Yeah,
they're actually doing well this year, so they might get promoted up.
Wow.
So there's a chance for them to get promoted up because they finally found the pieces to be a successful team. So right. This is the story of them building up. I think there's gonna be a second episode or a second season for it.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure. But it just shows like how fucking Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, they just used their fame to bring up this this team into like international fame. Like people people are wearing their kits, their uniforms.
Yeah.
Because Ryan Reynolds wore it in TikTok and he mm-hmm. was talking about Wrexham this, Wrexham that.
I heard he bought it for like $3 million and he didn't even tell his wife, Blake Lively.
Well, they invested a lot of money in it, and you know they invested but it's gonna come back to them because again, if they get promoted up,
right?
The story is if they get promoted up, the league itself, the league that they're gonna be a part of, they're gonna pay for $1 million pounds, which is basically their whole entire season.
Right.
They're gonna pay.
Wow.
So everything else that they get with, like with ticket sales, you know. Merchandise and all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's going to be in their pockets. Yeah. So they won't even have to worry about advertisement. You know, all of these things.
Right.
All they're doing is just the upkeep of the stadium and the upkeep. You know, making sure that the team gets paid and all that stuff. Like, but they have all that stuff. And then when they go up into the next tier, they're going to get more money. And then more money. And then what their goal is to be in the Premier League, which is like the highest level of soccer in England.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their end goal is that.
Yeah.
And at that point, they're fucking kings.
Yeah.
You know, but again, you have to be at a certain level to be good, and you know, because they're. I love the format. It just gives you it shows in every level of sports for soccer, the fans, they don't care. They just support the team.
Right.
You know how like some people they watch the Aces, you know, minor league baseball,
right?
And then they see the guy get bumped up to major league. They're like, oh yeah, he used to play for Reno. That's cool.
Right.
No, this is the whole fucking team. The Reno Aces is gonna go up to the major league level.
Right. That's cool.
So it's kind of nice for them to have that. So welcome. It's funny. They're very like slapstick, you know, in regards to like they just make fun of shit because like again Wales is a totally different thing.
Right.
So they're like, I don't understand what he said. What the fuck did he say?
Yeah.
And then they do like a.
Where are you watching this?
Hulu.
Okay, Hulu as well. Okay.
Yeah, welcome to Wrexham is on Hulu.
Yeah.
So it's cool, and then it gave me more. More inspiration to watch other shit outside of like American sports.
Right.
Like the only American sport I'm watching now is football.
Yeah.
But like, you know, in other cases, like, you know, sometimes when I wake up, when I get ready for work, I turn on the TV and then there's like international rugby.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see me watch rugby?
No.
But I've been watching rugby and I'm very entertained because fucking it's fun. It's fun to watch like massive dudes like fucking, you know, hit each other with full force and nothing happens to them. They just go like this.
They don't have pads, right? They don't have any padding.
No, it's just all body and muscle.
Yeah.
And the helmet that they have is like a little piddly like cloth helmet with like
It's not even like padding. The football helmets. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So it's crazy. And then, what else? Soccer. I've been watching soccer a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then Annika and I last night started watching the sumo tournament on Twitch.
Huh.
It was fun. Wow. Like I was laughing because of the fact like these big dudes are like slapping each other in the face. And, like M Honda in Street Fighter.
Uh-huh.
Do, 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 do. And then it's funny. And yeah. It's kind of nice to see like other sports and stuff like that, and I'm just enjoying myself, you know, just like, I'm just like, wow, basketball sucks or baseball sucks or hockey sucks, right. You know, like in my eyes, I can't watch them. It's boring to me. Like football is, it's, you know, just because I support like one team and I love them and I have to watch their game. But do you catch me like watching the rest of the games? No, I could care less.
Right.
Only when San Francisco plays. That's the only time I fucking watch football.
Right.
But you can catch me like watching rugby. I don't care who the team is. I'm just watching it. You know, you can catch me like watching soccer. I don't care which team it is. I'll watch it.
Right.
It's just more exciting for me to watch that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm turning into an international fucking dude, I guess.
Nice. So, next thing I don't know if I mentioned it on the last episode, but I did finish The Last Dance on Netflix because I did start it like when it dropped, but I never like continued it. I never finished it. And I just recently finished it.
What'd you think?
It reminded me a lot of stuff that I didn't realize when I was a kid, when, you know, Jordan was playing, and like a lot of the stuff that was, I remember Dennis Rodman going to wrestling, cross-dressing and doing all that stuff. Yeah, like on the tabloids. I remember that shit. I didn't know that there was drama with Pippen and Michael Jordan and like all that stuff, but it opened my eyes and I'm like, holy shit, dude. Like, I don't know how, if anyone still argues that LeBron is better than Jordan, obviously did not grow up with Michael Jordan.
No, they didn't.
Did not live in that era.
No, they didn't.
Of greatness.
Yep.
And if they didn't, well, I would just suggest watching The Last Dance and please tell me and compare and try to compare LeBron to Michael Jordan after watching The Last Dance.
I don't have any problems with people saying that LeBron is their GOAT. Like, you know, it's a preference, right?
Yeah.
And the dude is very athletic. He's sure, very,
yeah,
pure talent. Amazing, whatever.
He can play. He's won some championships.
Amazing father. I love the fact that, you know, donates all that stuff.
To charity.
Yeah, wonderful guy. Built a overall good guy, right?
Yeah.
He made fucking Space Jam 2, which I fucking hated. And that's, for me, that's a fucking mortal sin in my eyes. That's a capital sin. Don't ever make a lower tier level movie, a sequel, you know, from that shit, because it's done. Because I hate that shit, man. I hated Space Jam 2. Fucking, I hated like the way he acted on it. Like he wanted to be the good father and supportive, but then like he hated the fact that his little kid wanted to do programming. Dude, you know how much fucking programmers make nowadays? You probably make more money than fucking basketball players, man.
Well, he wanted his son to follow his footsteps.
Well, I mean, the real son right now can follow his footsteps, but not the fake son. Not
right, you know, right. Not the movie son.
But again, he wants to portray himself as a good father. In order for you to be a good father, hey, you know what? Yeah, go ahead and fucking support. I'll support you 100%.
Right.
But no, he had to fucking play a game against the son to realize that his son is talented in creating video games and shit.
Right. Oh yeah, in The Last Dance, when Jordan was filming Space Jam, he would film for like what, 12 hours a day?
Yeah, and then he comes back and play.
He'd play pickup games with a lot of the other stars before I think he was getting going to go back into the NBA, something like that. Yeah. So it was like, damn, like he just had energy.
Yeah.
And playing that game when he had the flu.
Yeah, but then like, you know, fucking like, it's a sold out crowd and everybody wants to see LeBron, and then he takes the day off because I have cramps. So again, I can't knock the talent. The talent is there. He's one of the great basketball players, you know, in the history of basketball. Is he my GOAT? No, he's not. He will never ever be my GOAT. Jordan for me is number one. You know, I lived in that era when the first time I fucking saw the dude like carry a team into a championship, or you know, I was just like, wow, I'm impressed. Like he's my guy.
What's the name of the fucking manager who wanted to like reboot the team basically and start from
scratch? Oh, Jerry Krause.
Jerry Krause. Like, yeah. I was like, what the shit are you talking about, bro? You want to you want to start the slate?
He wants Tony Kukoc instead of fucking Jordan and Pippen.
I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, So. And then, yeah, you even had Steve Kerr there. You wouldn't get that team. And like Jordan even said, they could have gone for another championship in 99, you know, but they wanted to start over. So, like, that was it. Yeah,
that was, like, and for me, again, you know, this is a very objective and subjective type of argument when it comes to goats and stuff. Everybody has their goat. Mike, what's the greatest movie of all time for you?
Star Wars.
Okay. For me, it's not. But movie. I respect, you know, what you mean, because it's the goat for you, right?
Right, right.
Jester would have something else. Pinhead would have something else.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to, like, when we talk about basketball, when we talk about stuff that, you know, we've seen as a kid, as whatever, you and I saw greatness in the eyes of, in our eyes, with Michael Jordan.
Right.
We saw a glimpse of greatness when we saw Kobe play.
Yeah.
We, you know, and then when Kobe matured, I was like, oh, okay, he's getting there. He's getting there. He's not there yet, but he's getting there.
Right.
Right. And then when LeBron came on, and I was like, oh, holy shit. He's very athletic. He's very good. He's whatever, 6'8", 280 pounds, or 275 pounds. He's gonna dominate the world. And he did. But is he my GOAT? No.
Right.
Because, you know, for me, again, he didn't give me that feeling of, yes, you're willing to kill yourself to win. Not like Jordan, because Jordan, yeah. Jordan, he even said it himself. I'm willing to fucking die to win. Same thing, right, with Kobe. Kobe's comes from the same cloth. That's why I have to, you know, even though I'm not a Kobe fan, I have to respect him because he came from the same thing. And he says, hey, I'm willing to fucking die, you know, right, in the court.
And the amount of focus and determination that Jordan showed, and you see this in The Last Dance, like, holy shit, it is on another level, yeah, that I have not seen in any other. I mean, Kobe comes close to that. Yeah. But there is another documentary coming also on Netflix about the redeem team, yeah, the Olympic team, yeah, with Kobe, LeBron, and I forgot who else.
Carmelo. Yeah, Carmelo Anthony. Yeah.
They lost in the 2004 Olympics.
Yeah, they lost to Spain. And then, Spain, I think.
Yeah. And then they came back in 2008. They showed a preview of what's his name, when Kobe pushed his teammate in the Lakers, but he was playing for Spain.
Pau Gasol.
Yeah, Pau Gasol. Yeah. Yeah, he pushed him. He like pushed him, and like everyone's reaction to that, like, was like,
no, but that's again, that's fucking Kobe. And
right,
Kobe's like, if you're not on wearing the same uniform as I am,
right,
you're my enemy.
And that's why, yeah, he wanted to win.
Yeah,
he wanted to win. He doesn't care. Like, he's his brother.
And you know where he learned that from?
Jordan.
Yeah, because you know why? Because he asked Jordan, "How can I succeed in this game?" And Jordan said, "You know, don't get friends. Don't be friends with everybody."
Right.
I think Jordan said they're either going to respect you or they're going to hate you.
Right.
They're not going to love you.
And I also didn't realize when I was a kid, I didn't realize the trash talking that Jordan did.
Oh, he's
bad. A lot of other players. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
He was horrible.
When I was a kid, I would watch the games, but I didn't see or like, you know, notice any of that stuff going on.
Yeah, he was notorious.
But then that's the thing. It was part of his intimidation tactics to get into the heads of other players.
Like, so, when
but then he talked shit, but then he actually also backed it up.
Yeah, like because like he dunked on John Stockton.
Yeah.
And, you know, and fucking one of the Utah Jazz fans.
Malone, Karl Malone.
It was one of the fans that yelled at him, you know, pick on somebody your own size, Jordan, whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So the next time Jordan came around, he dunked on the 7'2" fucking center. And then he looked at the fan in the eye and was like, was he big enough? And that's Jordan right there. If you get LeBron, let me go.
And the thing with Isaiah Thomas was also interesting. I was like, holy shit.
No, I think Isaiah was just being a baby about him not getting selected.
Right.
I don't think it's because, like, you know, Jordan hated him. Jordan may not like you, but he respects your game. And he loves, you know, he respects the Pistons. You keep saying that because
when I think he lost, when they won, they were playing against the Pacers and Larry Bird was the coach.
Yeah.
And when they beat the Pacers, like in the back by the locker rooms, told Larry Bird, play better at golf, bitch, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
What the fuck? Only Michael Jordan can call Larry Bird a bitch. Like, I was like, what the shit?
I know, and
that was awesome.
You know, and that's the thing. And to this day, he's a very competitive motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, he would gamble, and that's his only thing. But he said he didn't have a. He even said, like, that was a big thing in the media. Of course, everyone made a big deal about it. But then he said, like, I don't have a gambling problem. Because you
have
don't
a competitive problem. Yeah.
You don't see me hawking this watch. My wife has something to eat. My kids have food to eat on the table. My bills are paid. But then, like, for him,
like losing $10,000 is nothing.
Yeah. ten grand was nothing. Ten grand, 20, 30 grand was nothing with the Nike, the Gatorade, all the deals that he had. You know, even to this day, it's fucking Jordans.
He's still under Nike's payroll.
Yeah. I mean, with the Jordan brand. Yeah.
Even though they separated to a different, you know.
Right.
So
right.
Jordan and Nike are totally separate entities now.
Right.
But Jordan is still getting paid by Nike.
And I thought it was interesting because when he was a rookie in the NBA, they explained in the documentary, he didn't want to sign with Nike. He didn't even want to meet with them.
Yep.
But because, yeah, Converse was, I think, the main...
Everybody wanted to be Converse, yeah.
He wanted to sign with Adidas, I think. Mm. But then Nike wanted to meet with him, and his mom actually convinced him and told him, like, go and listen to what they have to say. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened that their new technology was the Air Sole, and then they combined, like, Michael Jordan plays in the air, so we can call this Air Jordans. And who would have thought, like, wow. And to this day,
yep.
Jordans, Air Jordans, whether it's a rehash or another retake on the Air Jordan with different colorway or different designs, slightly modified design, are still selling.
My older brother, he had the original pair, the very first ones.
Right.
And I fucking hated it. Because, like, he was the only one in my family that got the Jordans because that's what he wanted.
Right, right.
Yeah, and you know what I wanted?
What did you want?
I wanted fucking G.I. Joe toys. God damn it.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
No, but I looking back, I don't want the G.I. Joe toys. I want a fucking Jordan, like, you know, high tops.
Right.
That's what I wanted.
Yep.
Like, I was just like, man. I was so mad, dude. But then, like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, like The Last Dance is a great. There's a lot of, like, sports documentaries now that are coming out. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
The referee that gambled on the NBA or the bet on the NBA.
Really?
Yeah, there's an NBA ref that actually bet. Yeah.
On Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Oh, what's it called?
Netflix. Oh God, I forgot the name of it.
Oh just man, that's it. That sounds interesting.
Manti Te'o. Remember Manti Te'o?
No, no.
The linebacker who got catfished.
With
having a fake girlfriend and stuff like that, and the fake girlfriend dying, but not really, and all that stuff.
Shit! Damn.
Yeah, the story of him is there.
Huh.
The Rumble the Indiana Pacers game. And the Detroit Pistons, Pistons game, the fight,
huh?
You know, the big fight where, like, they got involved with the fans also, like, when they started punching the fans also.
So there's a series on Netflix. It's called Untold.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so the one you were talking about with the ref in the NBA is Untold Operation Flagrant Foul.
Yeah,
personal foul: an intimate look at the scandal involving a former NBA referee that shook up the league. It's only an hour and 17 minutes.
Yeah.
There's a bunch. There's tennis. There's hockey.
Yeah.
So,
there's Manti Te'o.
Huh.
Yeah. I haven't caught up in any of the other ones. I just saw those two. So.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it's kind of cool, man. There's a lot of things coming up in Netflix that's kind of nice. That's not up to the level of Andor or anything like that, but it's enough, you know.
Right, right.
It's worth the money that they up the price in, I guess, you know.
Yeah, if you really want to watch something different, there's something for everyone. Yeah. And there's so much content. So
I saw the trailer for Enola Holmes 2. Is there?
Yeah. I need to watch the first one because I know Henry Cavill is there too.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
And then yeah, it's a good one. So
that's cool. But yeah, for Squid Game, they had a deleted scene from the first season. Mm. But the creator said season 2 is coming. So I'm like, all right.
They're trying to figure out a way to get the actress that died back.
they said it's new setting, new characters.
No, they said like because like a lot of people they want to see her back. So they're probably I'm thinking to myself like
twin sister.
It's probably a twin sister or something.
Yeah, like there that. You go. By the way, the what's his name? The lead from
Emmy.
Yeah, Emmy. So he also, I forgot to mention this, Lee Jung Jae.
Yeah.
He's also been cast in The Acolyte.
Yeah.
The new Star Wars show.
The Jedi, yeah.
As one of the leads. So I'm like, wow.
He's going to be a Sith, right?
I don't know. They did not announce. They did not announce. Well, it's not official from Lucasfilm, but it was officially reported, from Hollywood Reporter. So, which is an official trade, so you know that it's legit. But the fact that they got him, I'm like, and he's already an established actor in Asia.
So, if you continue to watch Along with the Gods, he plays the king god, the god king.
Ah, okay.
So he has a really important part in that movie.
Yeah.
And he's very funny in it too. So,
cool.
But like he's like one of the more established actors in Korea. So he's actually a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
So
nice. Yep. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the show, guys.
Yeah, I know. We've been just shooting shit for the past 30 minutes.
Yeah, and it's been fun. So
yeah, I mean, you know, it's fun when. Everybody gets fed, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad Star Wars fans are getting fed filet mignons and steaks and.
But some people don't. I don't want it.
You know, like fucking. I don't want the steak.
What is
my hamburger?
This is too serious. It's too drop. It's too slow. It's.
I suggest you go watch Den of Nerds and his rant about fucking Andor.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I was like, "The fuck are you talking about, man?" that's my only comment for him.
Yeah,
it's like I kind of like him. I like kind of respect him because he is a fan of. He really is a fan of Star Wars, and all the nerd culture and all that stuff. And he was one of the ones that said that it could be possibly Luke Skywalker in The Mandalorian season 2. You know, like, whoa, you know, like, or at the end, right? It's going to be, you know, it's going to be Luke Skywalker. And everybody was laughing at him. Oh, it can't be Luke Skywalker, blah, blah, blah. But it was. So he called it right.
Right.
So he was like all for all that shit. But then, you know, for whatever the hell reason, he hates Andor. And I'm just like, I disagree with you, bro. And I kind of feel bad. But, you know, I was like, the fuck you talking about? That's right. Basically it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that's the show, guys. Thank you guys for listening or watching. Mm-hmm. We hope you enjoyed. Please feel free to follow us on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or any of the wherever you listen to us, whatever pod app you like to use. Feel free to leave us a voicemail and let us know what your guys' thoughts on Andor or House of the Dragon, if you're watching that, or Rings of Power. and just let us know what you think about the show. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. Yeah, you can check us out on anchor.fm/FilmmakerMike and the boys, if I'm not mistaken. But we should also have the link in the show notes as well. So that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for listening, tuning in. Feel free to share the podcast as well. And till next time, stay safe out there. May the force be with you.
And with your spirit.
See ya.
Bye.